Thank you for holding. Is this Anthony?
This is.
Hey, Anthony. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. How about yourself?
So far so good. It's been a pretty busy day, so good problems to have.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I understand you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara, about putting your business on the first page of the Google search results for Spring Lake and surrounding areas.
Yes, sir. I'm just kind of curious about it. I'm new to this, so it's kind of like going to a paintball tournament and they don't hand you a gun. and you leave and you have all kinds of paint on you.
Just out here taking shots, huh?
No, it's not too bad. It's just I'm trying to figure it out, and I want to say this is really in the early stages. So
yeah, you're learning. Sometimes the best way to learn how to ride a bike is you just get on it and start going. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, you're gonna fall a little bit. You get scraped up a little bit, but I would say this would be something that's going to save you a lot of headache later on. So you don't have to worry about where your customers are coming from. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call while you're doing it from a third party.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm already doing that, and that's part of my...
That's what Tara told
me. I told myself that I am going to see this thing through. It can be frustrating, and I haven't wired anything up yet. I haven't done anything that I'm good at yet, but the things that I need improvement on are the things that we're talking about right now. So it's a different game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's a different game than me receiving a work order, and I go and I already have all of the tools and equipment that I need to go and do the job or go and build a project or something of that nature. This is new. It's not new, but it's a different,
it's new to
a different way, different methods involved. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. All that's happening is, you know, the guy that's sending you the work order got a call one day from a marketing strategy that he was using like this. Right, he puts himself on Google, people look up electrician, electrical contractor, they call him up, they go, hey, this is the issue that I'm having. He goes, okay, I think that'll cost you about this much, but I'll know for sure when I have my guy get out there, when can I get out there, blah, 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 blah. Once he negotiates that, he calls you up, and he sends you out there, and, you know, you take care of all the dirty work and the real heavy lifting for him, and he makes money off of it, you know, it's no different. Yeah, it's just like if you went and you grew the business and you went and hired some people, you'll be the one giving out the work orders and collecting.
Right.
Right? So that's all it is. You know, if you break it down, all we want to do is make sure that you're showing up as a top option for these people. When they do the search, about 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from the first page, so right in this section. You know, so we're talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they pull the trigger and call somebody.
Right.
Right. So if I'm having an electrical emergency, for example, as a homeowner, I pull out my phone, electrical contractor near me. I mean, I might already have one with the HOA, but you get what I'm saying. You know, electrical contractor near me, you show up, there's your name, your address, your phone number, link to your website, your reviews are there. If they click on it from a mobile device, it calls you directly. You got a live call from somebody needs your help in your area. Right. So doesn't get any better than that. Right.
Yep.
The company that
that's
you're on. Yeah, that is the norm. That is the norm. The thing about it though is most businesses, that try to get that placement, they can't get it because there's already companies there. Right. So you have to actually have one of those spots open up before you can place your business there. And we do have that today, but it's been about 9 months since we had the last one. And your company's fairly new, so we'd definitely be taking a gamble on you if we don't have a track record of you going out and, you know, have the reviews built up. But when you say you're a veteran, you know, 26 years, you're talking to my rep, she's pre-screening us, she's going, okay, I think this guy's okay. You know what I mean? So we would do it on a month-to-month basis if you want to move forward, just to be able to evaluate you. And after a couple months, if it's something you want to lock up for like a year, that's what most people do. They'll do them annually. We can offer that to you. And then, of course, that'll actually save you money too versus going with the month-to-month service. So with the veterans discount and the new in business credit applied, you'd be looking at $299 just to shoot you straight on the dollars and cents of it. Okay, it's about $10 a day. But now in that, we're also going to build your .com for you. So you'll get a custom website design where we'll purchase the domain for your company. We'll develop all your content. We'll host it for you, have that attached to your listing. We'll also submit you to Bing, which is another major search engine. They use the Google top guys to recommend their top guys. So the search results are basically the same there. And then there's 60 directories that we submit you to. And Facebook for social media, right? The 60 directories are like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You can get clients from those too. Probably about 20% of my customers' clients come from the directory submissions and the Facebook advertising. So it's not all just from Google. Now again, this is all within your $299 pricing structure. So there's no additional like lead fees, click fees, or call fees that pop up on any of those directories either. It's all bundled into just that one monthly rate of $299. Okay?
Okay.
So there is a tracking system. Comes in the form of a downloadable app you can download to your phone. It'll make your life a lot easier. You can actually oversee everything. It also acts as kind of like a catch if you're missing calls. It'll save their information and what they were looking for prior to placing the call. If they leave a voicemail, it'll be in there. So that way you can differentiate what's a personal call and what's a potential business call if it calls off that first page placement. So that'll be a huge helping tool. You could also request reviews through there to help us build the online reputation, right? So we walk you through it, okay? I know it's going to sound like a lot, and I know you're saying, hey, this is like something that I lack in, right? But we've been in business for 18 years for a reason. That's what most business owners lack in, you know? But if you told me how to use the computer, I could do it. If you told me to build the computer or replace the electricity, I'm lost.
Well, I've gone through and I've looked at your, the business part of Google to where you are able to go on and build a profile and all that. And
yep.
There are some things missing on my end that you're going to be able to help me with.
Exactly.
I know I wish I would have been able to talk to you 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. That would have been great.
Why do you say that?
Like I said, I've already kind of put my toes in the water with Angie, which, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's just another avenue. Google is the number one.
In the world,
It is the number one spot, and I use it all the time myself for just about every product that I use. So, how do we get this started?
Mm-hmm. So if you give me the go ahead and you said, okay, I'm willing to give it a shot on a month-to-month basis at $299, I'll create your Google business profile that you started working on, and I'll submit it to Google today for that placement and let them know you're going to solicit that space. When they receive it, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive. There's a little 5-digit number that we need on the back of that. So to be transparent with you, even if I sign you up today and let's say we do a client interview tomorrow where we're interviewing you, customize the campaign, you won't actually see your listing up there or be making any kind of money off of it until we get that PIN back from you.
Right.
Okay, so just to give you a heads up on that, you're not going to be up there tomorrow, right? But basically, I'll create the profile, get the processes going, and the client interview, they'll interview you on all the services you provide, the service area you go to, and then we pick your brain on the website and how you want that to look. And once it's finished, it usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get the website finished. We send it over to you and get your approval on it, right? So you got to go through it and kind of look at it. And if you want us to tweak some things, we'll make revisions. And then moving forward, you always have 24/7 customer service and hosting for your site included. So any modifications you want to make, it's just as simple as a phone call, and we could either have the graphic designers or a customer service rep jump on there and take care of it for you. But it's pretty easy. Everything's streamlined. We've been doing it for 18 years. You know, have over 10,000 active businesses that are using our services throughout the United States. So we'll be able to walk you through it, and it'll be a pretty smooth transition.
You know, but it all sounds really good. You know, but my main issue right now is I am going from being a military electrician, which I've done work on bases. I've maintained involved with maintenance programs on multi-million-dollar facilities, doing projects, doing DIN calls where you go in and fix an outlet, fix a light, or new projects, startups, and all of that. Service entrances, main distribution panels, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's point to where I'm going to have to advertise that I do certain things, and I do not have anything I have pictures of what I did in the military.
Yeah.
But that is not a representation of my business. So that would be kind of misleading to customers that look on a website and they see, they see something like that. It's not going to be,
it's not as huge of an issue as you think. You know, I have guys on the first page with no website at all. They just opt out of it for whatever reason, and they get calls every day. Not saying I'm not going to build your website, right? But what we would do is we would use generic photos that abide by the copyright laws, right, in the electrical industry for the services that you provide, and we'll have those up and running until we can get new ones from you. I mean, obviously, we want original ones, so as time goes by, we'll keep uploading.
I'm beating myself up today. I'm actually driving around in my car looking for someone to unlock a hard drive that I have. I'm going to have to send it off and have all, I can't get any information off of it. And that's where I stored all my photos.
Oh, geez.
So what you're saying to me, I like. So I'm currently in my car. So, how can we do this? Can we do this via email? I'll fill out information.
I'll set it up for you. Yeah, I'll set it up for you right now. I'll have you on the line.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, you should only have one number. Did you want to use this number?
My phone number, yes.
The one that we're talking on right now, the 336-580-1528? Okay.
All right. Yep.
And then we could add a secondary just in case I need to get a hold of you. Like if this line's too busy, do you have a secondary line or everything's going through this one?
I do not. Okay. Everything's going through this one right now, yeah.
Okay. And then I won't display your street address if you're doing business from home. Most of my electricians do business from home. What's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to, though?
So it's going to be 532 Village Lake Court.
Village Lake Court. Spring Lake.
Unit 304. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unit 304.
Unit 304, Spring Lake, North Carolina, 28390.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. Let me go and update. Okay. So again, you're going to get the PIN there in the mail. Okay. It's going to say Google on it. It'll have your business name on it. There is a 5-digit number on the back of it. That's your PIN verification number. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. You could text me there, you could call me there at any time, but when you get that number, just make sure you send it in as soon as possible. I don't want to waste a day, especially if it's a month-to-month service. I want to make sure we're getting you as many opportunities as we can before next month's bill rolls around.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm sending you that number now. I'm also going to send you the email address for you to send in photos and logo. I know you don't have any photos at the moment because of that drive, like I said. We can either help you develop an entirely new logo, and then for the photos, I know we're going to have to use generic ones. But do you have any kind of logo for the business established?
I have a generic one, but it's not really anything. It's something that I had put on a couple of shirts.
Well, maybe it'll just serve as the foundation for the final product, you know? You know, you could send that in and then we could build off of it. Yeah. Send that into that email. And we'll build off of it. Okay.
Okay.
And what's your last name, Anthony?
Bowen, B-O-W-E-N.
Okay. How long, and what branch were you in, by the way? I know you said you're an electrician. The Army?
The Air Force.
Oh, the Air Force, okay.
Yes, Air Force.
Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kara actually got me on the line personally because she knows I got a soft spot for you guys. My brother is a veteran. He's all...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, he got he got medically discharged, but he went to Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, from 2010 to 2016. And so...
Yep, that's a rough part. I was in Afghanistan, but I mean, as an electrician, you know, we were exposed to what everybody else was exposed to. But being an electrician, I'm not knocking doors down or
he was doing that. He was doing that for sure. And then my cousin is a cat was CASIVAC, so same kind of thing where he wasn't always in it, but then he had to go in there, get the guys, evacuate them out. So my brother was 1st Infantry, 23rd, the Tomahawks in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they...
I worked with CASIVAC for about 4 months when I was in Afghanistan. Helped them. We volunteered to help evacuate and bring people out of choppers and aircraft to go into Craig.
He would fly on the choppers. My cousin, he would get on them and go in. He'd be in the chopper, go down, grab him, carry him to the plane. I don't think he did to the helicopter, but I don't think he did too much of the offloading. He just tells me all his time about he would go in there, pick people up after they just got blown up and shot.
That's rough.
Yeah. He's got a lot of bad dreams. My brother too, though. My brother's all jacked up. He's gone through different therapists and all kind of stuff. But you know, that's why I got a lot of.
You can't turn the switch off on that. It's just one of those things that's like, I mean, I don't experience it, but I mean, guys that go through that kind of stuff, man, it's...
Yeah, I was surprised they even sent them to that branch because, like, I'm 6'2", you know, 220. My brother's like 5'10". He's older than me.
Yeah.
He's like 35 now, and he's like 5'10", like 170, like soaking wet.
Yeah.
And so they had him out there. I was like, I guess that has nothing to do with it. he went through the whole ringer, you know? And he's probably like...
small guys.
Yeah.
Jump out of airplanes and rescue and swim and do all that hard stuff. And they're marksmen with their weapons and they're the best of the best.
Yeah, that's so, what I mean, he's good at.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean, people look at me, though, and then they see him, and I'm like, he's a tough one. I just look all built because I go to the gym all the time, but I'm like, I'd never pick a fight with my older brother. I just already know where it's going to go. He doesn't fight fair.
they call in an airstrike.
Yeah. I think it happened one time. I remember I blacked his eye, and he choked me out. I woke up like, what happened? And he's just sitting there like, I was like, okay, I don't want to mess with that guy. I would have been dead. No, I appreciate you guys' service, though. They know that. I share all the stories. I've had him come by the office and stuff. We have company meetings, and he comes and joins and talks to people, you know. So we had our Red Shirt Fridays we did here for a couple of years, actually, because of him, or the red shirts for your veterans, you know. So we used to have that as a trend around the office, but. You know, it's kind of trickled off. Ever since the pandemic, people have been kind of more distant than we used to be. It's not as a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
But what's your business email where I could send you everything in writing?
So it's going to be, so my first name's Anthony, middle name Scott, last name Bowen, A-N-S-C-B-O. I used my first, middle, and last name. Of the two first letters of my first, middle, and last name.
I was going to ask.
A-N-S-C-B-O.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And,
is that
at
Gmail? Okay, there we go.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me go ahead and update you. All right. And speaking of service, you know, my grandfather was actually in Secret Service. He was a chauffeur for President Eisenhower. That guy used to have some cool stories.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So my grandfather was a security guard for Eisenhower.
Oh, no way. Yeah, you can look him up. Yeah, this is my mom's dad. His name is Frederick Blodgett. Yeah, he's got an amazing story, you know. They bombed Hiroshima on his 10th birthday, I think it was, August 6th of, he was born in 35, so it was 45. Yeah, it was nuts. I think it was 35, 36.
Great.
Yeah, but, yeah, he's got some amazing stories. That guy's got some good ones.
It would be awesome to be able to look up all of those guys, you know, and...
Oh, yeah, you can look him up. The thing that shows up on him is his White House pass. Obviously, you know, the whole time I knew him, he didn't look like that. He was bald and gray. Yeah, but no, he lived a long time. He passed in 2018, but that guy used to have some cool stories, man. You know, really, really cool stuff.
That's amazing, though. That generation was for real.
Yeah, I remember I used to watch some stuff, too, where they'd have, like, the inaugurations of presidents. I watched a couple of them. And he goes, you see this guy right here? And I go, yeah, he's like, his arm is fake. He's like, his hand's on it.
Oh, wow.
He's got a submachine gun under his suit, and that arm is fake. Like, he could tell the difference. And he would, like, stop the TV, and he would show us. And I'm like, wow. You know, like, yeah, he's all, he's carrying this, and this guy's carrying this, and he would remember it all. It was nuts, yeah. And then Eisenhower was like,
you never look at things in the crowd the same again, right?
Yeah, yeah. Your awareness for things is crazy. So, of course, my brother became passionate about it. We grew up fishing and talking to my grandpa about stories of him being in the service and stuff. He was talking about how they were sending everybody off to where they were going to go when he enlisted. And he was the last guy called. And then he was all nervous. He didn't know what happened. He thought they were going to send him home. And they said, you're going to the White House. He goes, there must have been a group of like 400 or 500 people, and I was the very last one called, but his name started with a B, so he was like, he thought he would have been called pretty quickly, you know, maybe alphabetical order or something.
Yep.
He's like, no, I was the last guy there. They sent me to the White House. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So that is very cool.
Elite group, I guess. Yeah, but he's a cool guy. All right, and then for your... your domain name here, I figured that because you had your initials like that, that it would have just been available. I was kind of looking it up just to see if they had like an AS or ANSCBO.com or ASNCBOElectrical.com, but the two of those seem to be pending. So I'm just going to put in there like, you know, request as many domain name possibilities, and then when we get into your client interview, we can have you pick one of those, and then that's what we'll purchase and run with for your .com.
Okay.
Okay. I thought ANSCBO would definitely be available, you know, but...
So I wonder if ELEC would be available.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Elec.com?
Yeah, because that's the patch that we wear on our uniform.
Mm-hmm.
ELEC.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to do that anyway, but I don't know if it's available.
It says it's spinning here. Yeah, this one, the ANSCBO.com I looked up was like, site can't be reached. Like, it was weird. It basically told me that the domain was already owned or has been purchased, but there's no content on it. It's just a blank site. Somebody bought it and didn't do anything with it. The ELEC.com is giving me the same response. So I'm wondering what's... Oh, yeah, no. It's, the ELEC is owned by, New Jersey. It's, New Jersey Electrician Law Enforcement Commission, ELEC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, that's the thing about those,
underscore, can you?
ELEC underscore, and like .com, or...
Can you do an underscore between the, ANSCBO?
Oh, B-O underscore E-L-E-C. This one might be available. Like A-N-S-C-B-O underscore E-L-E-C?
Yeah.
Yeah, I typed that in. It said it might be available. The thing about this is, that's why I'm going to leave it for the client interview technician. It's because even though if it says it's available, then we get into the process of acquiring it for you, and then all of a sudden they want like $3,500, you know, somebody's like holding it hostage. So I got to let them run it and come up with what's available. You know, we usually get them for a fraction of what they're advertised for because of our Google partnership, but we still got to... You know, make sure it's there. But once you got it, you know, it's, you don't got to worry about going through that again. We'll build all the content on it, and then you could put it on like business cards or decals for a truck or something. That way you have it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'll be promoted on Google, but just to give it that extra exposure. Do you have like a work vehicle already?
I do.
Okay. There is an advanced verification that they'll ask for, and it just helps add credibility, you know, have people feel more comfortable about hiring you and you coming out to their home. So they'll ask you for some photos, like maybe some equipment, an invoice, your work office. If you don't, if you work from home, you don't got to take a picture of your house. But they'll ask you for, like, license plate. That's the one where I get a big feedback on from a lot of my guys. They go, I don't want to put my license plate and submit that to Google, have that on the internet. You know, you don't have to.
Yeah.
What they were looking for is, like, you can put your finger up and cover the numbers if you want. But at least they want to know, like, the year, make, and model of it on the back, and then that your the license plate actually says that you're in North Carolina, right?
Oh, yeah, so, I got you.
Yeah, so that way they know you're actually out there, you know, and then they can identify you when you pull up. It's not so much to leak your personal information, but, you know, if you go pulling into somebody's driveway and they don't know who you are, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
Yeah. And it just helps, you know, it just gives them peace of mind, too, that we have went through all that background screening, too. You get, like, a little badge on your listing. It'll say Google Verified Business. So that's kind of why people feel comfortable just calling people right off of Google without having to do any more research, as they know we've already took care of that part. So
right. Yeah, but just going to someone's home, you know, you're inviting a total stranger into your house.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is scary.
I mean, yeah, or especially if you got kids, you know what I mean? Like, heck yeah. And how it is nowadays, So I feel a lot better about it, too. You know, myself, been working here, I always tell my wife, I'm like, look, if they're right here, they're good. These people, we don't know who these people are. Don't call those numbers, you know? So I think that's why a lot of the traffic, 90% of it starts and stops right here on this first page, is because those guys have that verification. Whereas if you go to like the bottom half of the first page, page two and beyond, into those organic listings, those guys might not be background screened, so you don't know what you're getting into, really, you know.
Yeah.
But credibility goes out the way. But all right, so I'll send you that in a separate form. I'll also send an outline of the agreement, because all the discounts I applied for the new in business credit and the veterans discount. But how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I mean, that's a tough one. I did this before earlier today, and it's like I put 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but at the same time, you know, it's like someone has an emergency, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things, being available that's a good thing.
That's,
you know?
That's really common. Yeah. I mean, what I'll do is I'll list it 9 to 5 as your regular business hours, but it'll have on there 24/7 emergency services available. If it's after traditional business hours, you could charge them a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can go with that.
Yeah, and it's considered an emergency service if they call you after 5. But you want the traditional business hours to be Monday through Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then 24/7 emergency services available. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
Cash and check for now. I don't have a method of, I could probably set up something with a different account, like maybe people use Venmo, they use...
Yeah, those ones are easy, but the thing I don't like about them, I think that's most business owners, is they charge those fees, you know, you get like 2%, 10%. Or it's usually 2 to 6, depending on what they use, if it's like a Visa or American Express. But it's like when you're doing bigger jobs, and then over the course of the year, those fees add up. You know, those guys eat chunk of money just passing your money to you. So what I'll do is right now I'll just leave it as cash and check. But I gave you my direct number, if you do go get like a different reader, or if you want me to start promoting like Venmo or PayPal or Zelle or anything like that, we could put on there like additional fees may apply if they go that route. That way the increase is on them and it's not cutting into your profit.
I think they probably know that. I mean, I don't know. Is that something people kind of consider?
No. If you give somebody a bill for $250, they think $250, they send you $250, and then your guys are taking that out on your end just to transfer it into your account from their server.
Right.
Yeah, so it ends up affecting you. You'll eat like the $5 or $10 extra. You know what I mean? So you could always put it on the listing like, hey, you know, it's $250, but if you're going to use a card, you know, there's extra 2% or depending on what they're using. So obviously if you get a Square reader, it'll be more, obvious on what you're exactly they're going to get charged. But I mean, you could talk to them about it obviously once they get out there, but I think it's just good to have that on there because then maybe they'll make the decision like, hey, I'd rather run to the bank real quick and get the cash and just pay you cash.
Right.
You know what I mean? And do it that way. And that's always nicer too. You don't have to wait for it to clear. Sometimes the transfers on certain apps take a day or two. You know what I mean? So I just like to have everything be transparent for you. So not my first rodeo, let me tell you.
Yep. All absolutely.
Right, so. Okay. I got that all squared away. And then for your client interviews. So client interviews, it usually take about 20 to 30 minutes. But we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over. This is where they're going to ask you about like all the services you offer. They'll get a little more in depth instead of just listing you as an electrician, right? If there's certain things you don't do, we want to talk about that. If there's something you want to focus on, we want to talk about that. And then of course, get started on your website. So what's a good time tomorrow where I could circle back with you and knock the client interview out?
Let's say 1 o'clock. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, to your Gmail account, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before. Okay, I'm going to set it up as like an automated text message reminder for the client interview. If anything pops up on your schedule, just let me know when that comes through, and then I could always reschedule it. I don't want you missing a customer to take the call, but I do want you to have a sense of urgency about getting this part of it done.
Okay.
All right, and then after that, it's just waiting for that freaking pin to come in the mail, and we're good. The good thing about your Google verification, too, is you'll never have to do that again. Once you're Google verified, even if you leave our services, you know, all those, the verification, all the directories we create for you, you still have that, so that's a huge advantage.
That's right.
Yeah, all the reviews, everything you build up while using the service, you'll still have. I don't think you'll leave, but just... So you know,
I just wish I could have talked to you several days ago. I mean, I just wish I could have done that. That was
I know.
Great.
Honestly, that's the one thing I like, but I don't like about my job is like I don't know who I'm going to talk to until I get into work that day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's crazy. Yeah, you meet some characters, man. You know, sometimes especially like the foreign ones, always kind of like you know your guys in the service. I call you guys are good old boys, you know, but there's, you know, I run into all kind of nonsense, you know, you get these Chinamen and all kind of whatnot starting businesses over here. Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah. So it's kind of refreshing just to get an American in the States. That's the sad thing, you know, so.
Well, I can relate to you on that, you know, it's like, I, there's no telling who.
I mean, I'm not racist. I don't want to come off racist, you know. I'm just saying.
Oh, I understand what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I totally understand.
Yeah, it's just getting worse and worse. And then, you know, I don't want to get into politics, but you know what's going on. It's crazy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm worried about my kids. I'm like, geez, I got to grow up in this crap. All right, but.
Yeah, that's. It's not like it was for us, though, you know? I mean, I don't know. Those things they'll never be here again, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird because I didn't know how good we had it until now.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know it was going downhill. But, yeah, if I can revert back to, like, even before cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
I would have just lived right in that.
And, Yeah. It's amazing what you can do with a phone.
It's
and
convenient,
all of, it's just awesome. But and I use mine all the time, but it's just, I don't know. Sometimes it's too much, you know.
Technology is a threat. It's a legitimate threat. I think at some point, all these guns are going to be machine operated. Everything out here, I mean, the human being is going to be obsolete. They're going to get rid of all kind of work and just have everything automated, you know.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how.
They automate everything.
They're getting darn near close, man. They got, I mean, you should see the stuff. I go down to the Google headquarters all the time, and I mean, we get all kinds of invitations to seminars over there because this is how Google makes their money, from the advertising. But at the actual Google headquarters, it's nothing about advertising. It's all product development. They also own YouTube and those Google phones, and they got these glasses, like the Apple glasses that they're barely releasing right now. Google has those already so small where they're like the size of your regular glasses, not even released yet.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just, there's so much stuff. It's like having your whole phone, being able to search on the internet, everything, like you wear it on your head every day, all day. It's crazy. It's like RoboCop.
Do those have like a switch where you could go to 150, you know, for reading glasses?
You can adjust it.
The dark lenses.
Yep, you could adjust it. You could actually see a computer screen in the lens, but the people looking at you from the outside, it just looks like a regular glasses.
Holy cow.
But you're like doing a full search on the internet. Like, it's crazy, and they have no idea. It's nuts.
That's crazy.
It's super weird. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking like, okay, maybe if they give that to soldiers, okay, there's a benefit to that. You know, there could be a lot of benefits to that out in the field until they bust or something happens to them, I guess. But, you know, later on, I just can't imagine how feminine our soldiers are going to be. These guys are going to just be sitting behind a desk operating a drone. Like, everything's going to be drone strikes and nukes and, you know what I mean?
It's scary.
It's crazy. Yeah. The next generation of it is, it's not good. Went from swords to guns and guns to automated AI. And they're using chemicals, all kinds of it's just crazy. It's nuts, the stuff that they have back there. I feel like it should be stopped, but, you know, I guess that's
what there's people
over.
Out there, they have the right interests at heart. They just don't want this to be in the wrong hands, you know?
Yeah, there's some of them, but then there's days I lose my faith, you know? There's there's people that are running it and own it that don't have faith at all. So that's kind of like, I'm like, okay, you know? It's like when my brother used to talk to me about Valhalla, and I'm like, man, we were raised Christian and I never converted. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, bud. Anyway. All right, so I sent you that calendar invitation there. You should have it. It's scheduled between 1 and 2 o'clock tomorrow. I got the profile completed. So it was a failed delivery on your Gmail here. So you said it was Anthony Scott Bowen, ANSCBO@gmail.com?
Yes.
Is it Scott with two T's or one T?
No, so it was ANSCBO@gmail.com.
No, but you had... gotcha. I typed out your whole name first when we were taking it down.
I just shortened that up. I just took the two first letters for my first, second, and last name.
I gotcha. My apologies. Yeah, it's a lot shorter.
Oh, okay.
A lot easier. There we go. All
right. That's a big email address right there.
Yeah, it was. It was all typed out. I'm like, I've seen worse, though, so I wasn't really.
This guy, electrician, or is he writing out encyclopedias?
Yeah. All right, now you got the invitation there. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing. I'm also going to send you the verification form for, like, the advanced verification. They're going to ask you for a series of photos, like I said, like the license plate and everything. So, in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can put a card on there. I mean, okay. Do I need to do that right now, or can I?
Yeah, we got to secure it and take it off the board. That way, it's not going to anybody else. And then you're only committing to the next 30 days, so you're only committing from now until the 8th of July.
Okay, let me get my gear here. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, it's going to be 4270.
4270.
3290.
3290.
2681.
2681.
0447.
0447. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0526.
05 of 26, and then three-digit code on the back.
427.
Okay, and just to confirm, the billing address is the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. And then it just says Anthony Bowen, or does it have the business name on it?
The card?
Yeah.
It just has Anthony S. Bowen.
Yes, okay. Let's make sure you add the S in there. Update. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification before I authorize the transaction, just as an added form of protection, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Anskibo Electrical Services.
And can you please state your name and title within the business?
I am the owner and operator of the business.
Okay. And your full name?
Anthony Scott Bowen.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you just provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. We actually did a study on this. So if you answer the live call, like as the customer's calling you live, you have a 90% conversion rate. If it takes you longer than an hour to get back to them, it drops below 40%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, obviously, the live calls are the money, right? You want to make
yep.
sure you're tentative to that. So, obviously, if
okay.
you miss them, like I said, there's still the app and the tracking system. You could go there and recover it, or you could just dial them right back if it, you know, pops up on your phone. But, you know, try to be responsive to them. And then also us, too. If I'm calling you and it's an emergency, I'll just blow you up, though. So, you know, you'll know. It's
okay.
All right. You also have my direct number and extension, so if you save that, you'll definitely know it's me.
Yeah.
It says, in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
I will.
Okay. So it's not saying you can't do anything else or you got to cancel what you already have. It's just we don't want you duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you. Okay. Somebody
okay.
messing with your website and us not knowing what's going on. Okay.
Roger
and it
that.
Says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's a month-to-month service. You're actually not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 8th of 2023. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on a platinum package bundle with a custom website design included. I've waived your setup fee on the campaign. And I've locked you in on this discounted pricing structure indefinitely as part of a new in business credit and a veteran's discount that I applied. When the term
okay.
is completed.
Okay, I really appreciate that.
Hey, thank you for your service. I appreciate that. When the term's completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the eighth day, but you'll keep that pricing structure at $299 as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, we do recommend when you first sign up and we're creating your Google business profile that you try our services for at least 2 months. But again, you're not bound to a contract. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We just part ways as friends. If you are going to discontinue the services, just let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle, and that's it. I'd be sad to see you go, but it says, do you understand the service agreement?
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but they just make us disclose everything to you so that way you know before you get into it rather than after. So I'm going to process your – oh, invalid account number. Okay. I think maybe we got a number wrong as your card came back as an invalid account. It wouldn't let me process your first month's payment here. And
okay.
I can't access the numbers. It's coded out. It's a VeriSign secure database, so it just says a Visa, and there's a bunch of X's there, so I wouldn't even be able to verify which one we got wrong. I'd have to have you read it back to me from the top.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready for you. Oh, you're cutting out there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I was in my car. My battery's about to die. I had to change. Looking for my reading glasses. Let me get my reading glasses.
Okay. Yeah, because I think there's just one number that we got wrong. You know, I'm pretty diligent about, you know, obviously I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go
4270.
Okay.
8290.
8290.
2681.
2681.
0447.
0447. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0526.
Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back.
427.
Okay, 427. Okay. Hang tight for me here. I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a text message with your subscription terms outlined in black and white. And you got to sign off on that, and then they'll also send you the Google verification message and form.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like this one's going through now.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I think we maybe just got a number off on that. There we go. Okay, so it said it went through. Okay, welcome aboard. Initial invoice in queue. Okay, set to be received. Verifying transaction. Okay, good. And then the invoice is going to be sent to your email, also with a copy of the service agreement that you're getting it for $299 for that platinum bundle. It has everything outlined in there. But that's so you can you give it to your CPA later, write it off. Okay, you'll get it back.
Okay.
Business, you just write it off as a business expense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. Get it back that way and with the clients it brings in. It's a win-win.
Okay. Yep. Good. Yep.
All right. So. All right. So I'm just waiting for this verification. For some reason, it says it's in queue. Did you get a text message that says, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was looking for. I thought I would have heard it come through.
I got a text and a email.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So the text message has the outline of the agreement there in black and white. If you click on it, it'll have all the products and features top to bottom. So again, it's not a contract that you're signing here, but it's like a receipt for exchange of service. So it's going to have everything we're doing for you, the billing date, the discounted pricing structure, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off your name as it appears above. So it's going to have first, middle, last. Okay.
All right. I got it. Let's see.
And then I'm going to – it looks like the automation for your application didn't go through. So I'm going to force it to your email here manually. Oh, yeah. So here's the whole list for your Google pictures that it asked for. It says tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, invoice in your workplace. So this one, fill it out as much as possible. But, I mean, if there's ones that you feel uncomfortable with or if you're having trouble getting a hold of them, just let us know. For the Google Places placements, we don't actually require the full verification in order to post you. But again, having that shield and that check mark does give your customers a lot of peace of mind. So if you could do the best you can on that. Oh, Anthony, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm spawning right now.
Okay. No, no worries. No rush. I thought your phone might have died when you said 1%. I was like, oh, did it finally kick on us?
No, I got it charging now.
Okay, good.
All right. It should be.
Him up later. All right, let me just refresh. If it's signed, it'll take you to a different page, actually. It'll take you to a login page when you sign it.
Yep.
Is that what you're looking at now?
Yep.
Okay, so the username and password is going to be sent to you at the end of your client interview tomorrow between 1 and 2.
Okay.
They're going to send you the link to the app, and they're also going to send you a YouTube video. It's about 7 minutes long, and it shows you how to use it. That's going to be a huge tool for us moving forward, just so that you have everything right there in your back pocket. You don't have to, sit down at a PC every night to kind of oversee it,
Okay. Yeah, no problem. All right.
Whew, so the heavy lifting is done. That concludes our initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the local Splash team and soliciting a first page placement. As we're moving forward, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'm here. You have my direct number, and we also have a 24/7 customer service department. I'm usually here from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if it's before then or after then, it's going to auto forward you to customer service. We have about 350 people that work here, but they're all Google certified. So, they will be able to answer your questions and take care of you. Maybe not the way I can, but
hey,
we're here.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, they know I got a soft spot for the vets. So I don't usually talk to everybody like this. I'm automated, I try not to give them too much personal information and talk to them, but we got a lot in common. So.
Well, it was a great conversation, man. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. Like I said, I really appreciate your service, man. I love you guys, and I didn't serve myself, so I feel like, you guys are out there carrying my weight, really. That's how I look at it.
Oh, man, but you're doing a good thing too, my man.
Hey, don't worry. If China ever comes knocking, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'll be in there. Yeah, I got babies over here, so you got to...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But that'll wrap us up for here. But like I said, a couple things I just want you to keep in mind too, just so everything takes off on the right foot. I know it was a long call, a lot of information, but you keep these things in the back of your mind just so that we don't have any hiccups. So client interview tomorrow, between 1 and 2. Try to be ready for that. You already signed your subscription terms, but try to work on that application as much as you can. If you don't get it in until Tuesday, that's fine. You can take a couple days. We'll still be able to work on the website, get all that stuff up and running. We're still waiting for your PIN verification. PIN verification probably won't get there until this time next week, but there is a 5-digit number I need on the back of that letter. Like I said, you could text it to me. You could call in with it, whichever is more convenient with you. After we got you verified, you can burn it, throw it away, do whatever you want with it. Okay.
Okay.
But that's basically it. It's just those three things. Work on the application, be prepared for the client interview tomorrow between 1 and 2, and then send over your Google PIN verification number when you get it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock for that client interview.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thank you. I'm looking forward to working with you.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.